Most of the time, Aura Valentina Simmons seems like a typical 8-year-old kid.
Let me see. Peanut butter crackers with honey bread.
The beads in her braided hair clack gently as she looks for snacks in the pantry and eats breakfast with her dad.
How's oatmeal?
Delicious. Not too hot, not too cold.
But Aura is not a typical 8-year-old.
She is a singer. She goes by Aura V when she performs. And here's the main point. She has the distinction of being the youngest person to ever win a Grammy.
My daughter, Aura V!
I just want to say that it is an honor to be here today. I was not expecting us.
That's Aura V and her dad, Harold Fuch Simmons II, accepting their Grammy in February for their children's album, Harmony.
Hey, Aura, do you know what Harmony is?
Kinda. Can you explain it to me?
Earlier this week, the two spent the day with NPR to show what life in their Maryland neighborhood has been like after making history, starting with their basement recording studio.
Harmony.
Harmony. Life in harmony. Together in unity. You and me.
In harmony. I kind of knew it was going to happen, but I'm just like, we did it. We just did this. Is this a dream? Somebody pinch me.
You and me. Immunity.
We said it. If she wins, she'll be the youngest, whatever. But actually doing it and seeing the impact that it's created, being a black dad and daughter, has really put into perspective how important representation is and what we do.
This place would be when our differences work collectively.
Harmony. Everything has changed in my life. One life is just like chill, high, we have ordinary friends, but then the other life is just like, we won a Grammy, la la la. I'm the youngest Grammy winner in history. And like, I want to learn too. I'm an ordinary girl, just like everybody else.
She likes going to school.
Say your prayer for today.
All right. Dear God, bless everybody in the car today.
She likes her teacher.
Everybody says third grade is the absolute best, and it totally is.
I love music, I love reading, and I'm good at math. Watch me count it up.
It totally is, even if math has gotten a little bit harder for her.
What do you think, Aura?
What's greater?
Yes.
One whole.
Absolutely.
Where her new post-Grammys life becomes most apparent is lunchtime, when she is crowded by other third graders asking for her autograph.
I only have 2 hands.
I got an autograph.
It's wild. It's a good thing she has gotten used to all this attention, because the hype for Aura is not over yet. This weekend, she and Fuch are being honored at the National Museum of African American Music in Nashville. They're also going to perform at the We Are Nashville Festival.
All of this inspires one of her closest friends, Zaya Willis.
I want to be like her. Like, one day I want to win the Grammy like Aura.
But first things first, hide and seek at recess. Because youngest individual Grammy winner in all of history aside, at the end of the day, Aura V is just a kid.
Ready, next.
Can I get on here?
Go,